This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
The healthcare system has turned into a giant maze, which is extremely difficult to navigate. The thought of dealing with a serious or terminal illness is terrifying enough without having to go against the fortress of hospital administrators, health insurance companies, and the endless waits and doctors' queues just trying to get the care you need. Linda Salerno-Forend says you can be empowered in learning how to deal with complex healthcare system, getting the best care possible without breaking the bank. She's the author, You Have Time to Die and Go Broke. Linda is a caregiver to her elderly mother. She was a caregiver to her mother-in-law, father-in-law, and husband. Linda Salerno-Forend is our guest coming up next on This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-313-7757. 800-313-7757. 800-313-7757. That's 800-313-7757.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. You Have Time to Die and Go Broke by Linda Salerno-Forend serves as an easy-to-read, comprehensive roadmap through the jungle of the healthcare system, a step-by-step guide on how to deal with the complex healthcare system to get the best care possible without breaking the bank. Linda lives in Massachusetts and is a caregiver to her elderly mother. She was a caregiver to her mother-in-law, father-in-law, and husband. Linda Salerno-Forend, author of You Have Time to Die and Go Broke, joins us on This Week in America. Linda, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be on the radio show. I greatly appreciate it.
Well, I've been looking forward to this. This is such an important topic. It really, isn't it? This is something that affects all of us. Whether we think it is right now or not, it's going to impact all of us.
Yes, very much so. That's really the purpose of my book, to write it. I was very concerned about how the healthcare system is going and where it is going. And I want the people, it's in my heart, to get the best health care that they can have. And, I mean, people deserve it.
Yes.
To get the best health care that they can have. And also, I have seen the frustration with the people giving the health care. And they shouldn't have to go through that. No way.
There is so much stress on all of us as we go through that situation and then have to get really bogged down with red tape and unanswered phone calls and trying to figure out insurance forms. It really gets to be overwhelming. Linda knows firsthand. I mentioned all of the cases where she's been a caregiver, continues to be a caregiver. Linda Salerno Forand, I'll spell all of that, give you information on how you can buy a copy of her book, You Have Time to Die and Go Broke, as we go through the conversation today. Let's start with the tough one. We're going to talk about some of the problems, but how can it be fixed? You've seen this from the inside. You know from your standpoint as a care provider, what would be beneficial? What would make your life easier, the life of the patient easier? How can the system be fixed, and is it fixable?
The problem with the healthcare system, it is very complex. It is for profit. And what's happening is that with the pharmaceutical companies, with the CEOs, that run the hospitals, and also the insurance. It, like you said, it's overwhelming.
Yes.
And that is because they're for profit. They don't care at all about the well-being of you and I. They don't care on what the strain is putting on the healthcare workers. They don't. So by being empowered on how the healthcare system works, that helps you to navigate through that.
Well, I wanted to ask you about
the
realities of caregiving. I guess these are issues that you need to face up front. You know what you're getting into as you start this process. It's all laid out, easy to read, relatable, step-by-step in Linda's book, You Have Time to Die and Go Broke. Linda Salerno Forand is our guest. I'll spell her name now, Salerno, S-A-L-E-R-N-O, dash Forand, F-O-R-A-N-D. If you just Google that, you'll get to her website. You'll get information on an audio book. You'll get information, see the movie trailer there, be able to order it as well. Book available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. The fact is we're dealing with people that are employees of a company that's designed to create a profit. So you're dealing with shareholders as well. Is that one of the realities of caregiving? We have to understand if we're not looking out for ourselves, nobody is going to be looking out for us.
I think the reality, as I mentioned in the book, that in caregiving, you're not only taking care of that person, but you're trying to balance your care yourself.
Yes.
And so it's that fight between trying to take the time to take care of that person and like you, I it's just like a fight between balancing your well-being and then as far as the well-being of the person you're caregiving.
How difficult is that for you to realize that? I would think as you begin the caregiving process, you're totally consumed by that, and it's almost you feel guilty if you stop and start worrying about yourself because you're taking care of the person who is ill. How difficult is that to strike that balance and feel good about it and understand it's a necessity to take care of yourself?
What happens is that you really have to have the mindset of, okay, this is, okay, I need to take care of myself.
Yes.
That's it. That's final. And it's not as complex as you think that it is, because sometimes you may be able to chill out for 15 minutes and read a book. Sometimes you can chill out for 10 minutes and listen to your favorite music. You can take like 10 minutes to go out for a walk. I do Tai Chi, and that's just great for my body because it stretches out all my muscles. And then I put relaxation music or I do it outside. That's what I do. But you have to do whatever you do that makes you feel better. It has to be something that's flexible.
Let me ask you about the role of the doctor. This is interesting because oftentimes you find doctors are as frustrated as you are. They want to take care of you. They want to give you more time. And it's just difficult because they're on a very tight schedule, in many cases dictated by someone other than themselves. What should we expect from a doctor? What are the realistic expectations for the doctor?
The realistic expectation is, yes, they're frustrated. One of the stories I have is that my husband died from pulmonary fibrosis. So his pulmonologist said, "Oh, Linda, he has to go to a rheumatologist. And I'm like, "Okay, why?" "Because it can be related to his lungs." I'm like, okay. "So here, I want you to go to this doctor." And I'm like, "But it's in Worcester." I go, "I need somebody near here because it takes everything he has to go to the doctor." "No, he has to go to Worcester." So go to Worcester, taking his tanks, and so like wheelchairs, a whole lot.
No, yes.
And so the rheumatologist goes, "Why are you here?" Lung doctor said, "Oh, you have to go. But why are you here?" "Because the lung doctor said." He didn't tell me precisely. Okay. So then he goes, "But I need to know why." It's like, I said, "One of his test results is like a little high that indicates that it could be arthritis." "Okay. But that's all I can tell you. But I need to know." It's like, "Call him." So he goes and he calls him. And I can just hear in the background, "It is your number 8 in the queue." He's like, "Screw this." I hung up and he's like, "I'll just put this in the file." And then this is after when they got Dave all set, right? He has like the lines for his oxygen tank. So he was being a pain and saying, I want Linda in. So he's like, "Okay, we'll keep him quiet. Whatever." His lines were tangled. And I'm like, "Couldn't the nurse who got him settled see that?"
Oh, yes.
No. But I think the bottom line is, when you go to the doctor, be an advocate for yourself. If not, have somebody to be your advocate. That's essential. Number 2, don't be afraid to speak up. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Because my mom goes, it's like you're having this one-on-one conversation with the doctor, and it's like you're a doctor yourself. And what I was doing is it was like back and forth. You know, I was asking questions, he was answering them. So you have to make sure a doctor doesn't blow you off, period.
Yes.
Or otherwise known as gaslighting.
Well, yeah. Yeah, well, I was going to say, isn't there an intimidation factor we have to get over, too? I mean, he's a doctor. He's a professional person. He uses bigger words than we use. It's difficult sometimes to consider yourself an equal, and you need to be to be the advocate for yourself and the person you're giving care to.
Correct. And that's another thing to look for a doctor. If he's going and speaking in medical terms only and not taking and trying to explain things on your level, you need to say, "Okay, maybe I should take a look for another doctor." But if not, say, "Listen, you need to speak at my level." I still have a great primary care doctor, and she had a great nurse practitioner who I went and I said, "Can you explain this to me?" She took about 5 minutes to explain to it. She showed pictures, the whole lot. I'm like, "Whoa!"
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's what they should be doing.
And I found sometimes the other person in the room can give you more guidance, and sometimes they're more willing to spend a little extra time with you. But it's what you're saying, obviously, is you need to find that person that you can actually talk to, that they will listen, they will understand, and they will answer your questions.
Yes, and you kind of like want a partnership.
Yes.
With your doctor.
Good word.
You kind of like, that's what you strive for. And always, always be comfortable to speak up for yourself.
So important.
That's imperative.
So important.
Don't be intimidated by the doctor.
Get over the intimidation. The book is You Have Time to Die and Go Broke. It's by Linda Salerno-Forand. I'll spell that out for you here in a second. She's been there numerous times. She's learned from what she has been through and has written this book. It's laid out step by step. It's a guide that will get you through this. Linda Salerno, that's S-A-L-E-R-N-O dash Forand, F-O-R-A-N-D. If you Google that, you'll get to her website. You'll get to where the book is available, the audio book as well, a movie trailer. You can spend a little bit of time watching that and get information. I want to thank AuthorReputationPress.com for arranging our conversation today with Linda. And, of course, all this is on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. A big concern for a caregiver is, okay, how is all this going to be paid for? There's that pressure. We've got the person we're taking care of, and medically, physically, looking out for them, financially as well. You lay out the importance of establishing a budget. How do we go not go broke paying for health care?
I would love to tell this because this is the most recent story. My mom takes Eliquis. Now, what happens is Eliquis, even with the best insurance, costs at least $100 per month for Eliquis. That is a very good medicine for a blood thinner. And so the doctor goes, it's going to be $300. And I'm like, I knew my mom, you know, what she had would be okay. But I'm like, this isn't right. You know, she's like on Social Security. It's only because she's a minimalist that she would have the money.
Yes.
So you know what I did? I actually called Eliquis. I said, I want copay assistance. Yes. What do I get? Copay assistance. So then what happens, I told like my mom, she's only got Social Security. She can't afford this. Oh, we have it so you can pay $10 a month. I'm $10 for your copay.
Wow.
Like,
all with a phone call.
Is empowerment.
Yes.
Being assertive is empowerment.
More with our guest, Linda Salerno-Forand, author of You Have Time to Die and Go Broke, after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-313-7757. 800-313-7757. 800-313-7757. That's 800-313-7757. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-915-9058. 800-915-9058. 800-915-9058. That's 800-915-9058.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Now back to This Week in America and our guest, Linda Salerno-Foran, author of You Have Time to Die and Go Broke. You took the initiative and able to save a considerable amount of money for your mother.
Yeah, there's one other thing, too, is what happens is a lot of people are very conscientious and they want to pay things as they come in. You may get a bill, all right, and the insurance hasn't even paid it yet. So you want to really look at the bill. You want to see if you charge properly. You want to see and make sure that the insurance has been paid and that the insurance has taken and paid what they should pay. When you get an advocate, if you're not able to do this, you need an advocate who knows the system. So the book that I have will empower an advocate to be able to do this. And also, when you pick an advocate, it's very important that you pick an advocate who can do what needs to be done. You just don't, I'm closer to so-and-so, I'm going to put their name down. Well, if so-and-so is unable to be an advocate for you properly, go to somebody else. If you can't get an advocate, you can speak with your doctor. If you've been in the hospital, they have social services, and so they can get an advocate for you.
All this is laid out in Linda's book, You Have Time to Die and Go Broke. One final thought on what you were talking about, getting bills from the insurance company, bills from the doctor. Do we sometimes make a mistake that we get a bill and we assume that it's right and we don't take the time to go through the bill? Are mistakes made, money lost because we don't follow through and check and make sure the billing is proper?
Right. One of the articles that I read that was this actual, he's a doctor himself. He got this bill that was unbelievable. And he went out of his mind trying to get this straightened out. One of the things when you pick an insurance, you want to make sure, get one that's suitable for you. And it's going to cover what you need to be covered. And that goes with the deductible. It happened in January. His deductible didn't kick in. And so then what happens is, I have a cousin who's guru on this, but they have codes. So he argued with the code because they didn't need to put the higher code to get and charge me the highest.
Oh, okay, yes.
He's saying, as I need is like, oh, I'm dehydrated. Give him some fluids, make a couple of tests, fine. They didn't put the right code in. Of course, we don't know about code, so that's kind of like a hard one. I've known another instance whereby this person, the way the doctor wrote it up, it was like she ended up getting charged, but it was just the way the doctor wrote it up. So when we don't know something, again, speak up. You're allowed to question this. Call the insurance company and say, why am I being charged this? Don't be afraid to do that.
And you have the right to do that. This is your health care.
Yeah, you
the person you're looking out for, their health care. You ultimately are paying for this or authorizing payment through an insurance company or whatever. So make sure it's done right is Linda's message. And so many powerful messages in her book, You Have Time to Die and Go Broke. I'm going to give you the information now. And well, as we conclude the interview here, Linda Salerno Forend, that's Salerno-Forand. If you Google that, that will take you to her website. That will see, show you the movie trailer. You'll get information on the audio book. Of course, the book as well, book available at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble. All of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A couple minutes left in the program. I want to talk about the emergency room, because so often things come up and they're not planned, and you have to make that trip to the emergency room. How do we get efficient care in an emergency room situation?
Well, yeah, I've heard of people who are like, I went home. It's like, I'm more comfortable at home than waiting here in the emergency. I've been in here for like X amount of hours. What happens is technically they should triage you. What happens is that when you're speaking to a healthcare worker, ask them who they are, ask them what you're doing. And what happens is throughout this, you're supposed to really talk to a triage nurse to say, hey, listen, why aren't I? You know, I mean, I shouldn't wait 8 hours. I mean, that's ridiculous. So you want to make sure you're speaking to the right person. So, so ask, what is your function here? How do I find out where I am on the list? How much longer is it going to be? Also, two, emergency rooms are for emergencies. They actually, you can go and so that they have the places that say, for instance, you take and you can't get a appointment with your primary care. Ask them where I can go or I can be seen today. And so urgent care. And so okay. Like, where is the nearest urgent care? Should I go to urgent care? So you can do that, and then they can say, oh, well, you need to go into the emergency room, or like, we can take care of this here at urgent care. So you can do it that way. But if it's an emergency room, a situation, I mean, don't hesitate to call 911 and then ask to for an ambulance.
Yes.
or someone take you right to the emergency room.
All of this is in Linda's book, You Have Time to Die and Go Broke. This is a valuable resource. You'll read it. You'll go back to it from time to time. Look for a certain situation to get some guidance from Linda, your advocate, your print advocate that has all of this here, because she's been through it. As I mentioned, a caregiver to her elderly mother, a caregiver to her mother-in-law, her father-in-law, and her husband. She's been through this before. A couple of minutes left. Let's go back and touch on some self-care tips again. You mentioned the exercise regime that you're part of. Talk about some of the self-care tips that are so vital that got you through difficult times when you had to be feeling overwhelmed with your responsibility.
Oh, yeah. There's no question that you end up getting overwhelmed. And so, with my book, I think it's important to read, because it goes into mental health as well. It encompasses all different areas.
Well,
so that's why it's so important.
The conversation has gone by way too quickly. Let me summarize everything here. Linda Salerno Forend is our guest on the program. Her spelling is Salerno-Forand. If you Google that, you'll go to her website. You will go and be able to see the movie trailer that summarizes what the book is about. You'll be able to order an audio book as well as regular print versions of the book, e-books as well. Book available, of course, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.